The new road that runs along the southern coast of Aceh is in parts a wide and smooth highway of a quality rarely seen in Indonesia. Neat and colorful houses along the highway are the new face of post-tsunami Aceh. But many of the brand new houses remain vacant because of construction problems. That is the case in Dedis village. The young man walks towards a new house that is only used by a herd of cows as a shelter against a brutal midday sun. Throughout the province, complaints like that abound. That new highway, in parts, it remains rubble. People are still waiting for new houses, while just built one have no electricity or running water. But seen from Jakarta, the picture is considered very bright indeed. 90% of the reconstruction is finished in Aceh. Almost 130,000 houses have been built, 3,000 kilometers of road, 1,500 schools. Joachim von Atzberg is the country director for the World Bank, which helped fund and supervise reconstruction efforts.
It's easy to make a big story out of a failure, but this actually is a success story. Aceh and Nias have been built back, and in some cases have been built better.
Most of the work was done by the Indonesian Bureau of the Reconstruction of Aceh, known as the BRR. On Thursday, it closes down for good. A young Achenese intellectual, Agus Wandi, says BRR has done well, but not enough.
There is a gap of opinion about the performance between people in Aceh, probably those who are based in Jakarta or said Aceh. Achenese question whether they have done enough. We have a lot of groups coming, we have a lot of funds available. I mean, this should have put Aceh in much better place. But no, in fact, no. The first thing that the Achenese worry is what's going to happen after BRR's life, Aceh.
The BRR was created for tsunami relief. It is regarded as free of corruption, making it an inspiration for much-needed bureaucratic reform in Indonesia. But Yusra Iwata Alsa, the head of BRR Anti-Corruption Unit, warns that when the office closes and its mission passes to local and national agencies, Aceh might go back to old habits.
Saya melakukan pendidikan anti korupsi.
Lombok neighborhood in the provincial capital of Banda Aceh was flattened by the waves on December 26, 2004. It should exemplify the BRR motto, build back better. Where used to lie a dirty, cramped, unhealthy area, today wide lanes cut through a neat array of little bungalows. Big buildings stand tall above the houses. There are the tsunami escape towers, where people can flee if another deadly wave was to come. But no water runs into the building's brand new toilets, and no lamp can shine because electricity was cut off a few months after the Lombok project was done. The residents say they cannot afford to pay the bills. It is something that aid workers like Jérôme Fernandez from Education International fear could happen to the rest of the infrastructure built after the tsunami.
That's a question being asked by everybody. What's going to happen to not only to all the things that we are leaving behind? And it'll be a shame, you know, that if these buildings are not maintained, because some of them have schools which they can never dream of. The local government should maintain these schools. If not, they're going to become just very dirty or just white elephants.
The tsunami had one positive outcome. The trauma brought an end to a civil war that had torn the province for three decades. In Indonesia's recent legislative elections, former rebels who already control most of the local executive post, including governor, largely won control of the local parliaments. After years of fighting, they have democratically won control of Aceh and now will be responsible for finishing the tsunami reconstruction. Soleno Nohin for VOA News, Banda Aceh.